We've been talking a lot about Shakespeare, of course, William Shakespeare's first folio here on the UMD campus. But Shakespeare is cropping up in some unusual places. Prisons, low-income areas where, you know, maybe food shelves or maybe places where folks can go to grab a meal. And on the phone with us this morning is Michelle Hensley, and she is the gal from, we've talked with her actually once before when we spoke with her about her book. And 10,000 Things is an amazing theater company that's doing some really astonishingly wonderful work, and the idea is to get people exposed to theater who may not have had that opportunity before. Michelle Hensley joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
You are doing Pericles, and you are performing Pericles here in the Twin Ports today. And at what time is that? I'm trying to remember.
Show tonight at the library, the UMD library, is at 7 o'clock tonight.
7 p.m. at the UMD library. Be there or be square. Now, your show has been touring, though, through prisons and through some of these other areas where you really don't expect theater. We talked about this a little bit last week when we spoke with the director of Wise Fool Shakespeare about their performance of Othello, about how Shakespeare is so infinitely adaptable, and you can sort of emphasize some things and you can sort of dial back the emphasis on other things. Talk about the way you adapted Pericles and what you have tried to talk with your audiences about.
Sure. So we take our theater, and these are all professional actors from the Twin Cities, folks you'll see on the stages of the Guthrie and the Jungle and Penumbra Theaters, but they love doing this outreach work because our audiences actually make our work richer and deeper. People, we perform in homeless shelters, housing projects, adult education centers for lots of immigrants. We perform all these different places where people haven't seen theater before, but their life experiences are kind of at the extremes in the same way that so many of Shakespeare's characters live their lives at the extremes. And we find that these audiences just make us better artists, because they make us go deeper, they make us be really clear, which sometimes I have to say, when I go to see professional productions of Shakespeare at other theaters, I don't really understand the story. But we have found a way to make Shakespeare really, really clear without changing the language. It has to do with the very physical way that we act it. And they make us be urgent in everything we do and very lively. So we love our non-traditional audiences, but we also perform for the general public. And down in the Twin Cities, folks buy tickets. Here at the UMD, it's a free show, so we welcome everyone to come to that. Pericles, though, while I felt like our audiences could really connect to the extremes of Pericles' life. Pericles is just sent on this wild journey around the world, and he's always going through storms and lightning, and all kinds of tragedies befall him. And I felt like those would be things that a lot of people in our audiences could really connect with. But one problem with Shakespeare, as you probably know, is that women were not allowed on stage as actresses. The women's parts in Shakespeare were played by men, and sometimes his writing tends to shortchange the women characters. There are some fine female characters in Shakespeare, of course, but Pericles, especially, the women characters got such short shrift. And the ending of the play, in the play concerns incest and sex trafficking and, you know, wives' corpses thrown overboard a ship. And I just felt like, because a lot of the women in our audiences will have experienced things like that, that we had to really think carefully about how we approached this. So the main way I adapted the play was just to get a playwright in residence, and she's a wonderful writer, just take one speech of the goddess Diana, who appears at the end of the play, and amend it a bit so that Pericles' attention and the audience's attention was drawn to pay attention to the women. Because at the end of the play, the women don't get to say anything. It often happens, like in Act 5, the female characters get like one or two lines, if any, and those lines are usually monosyllables. So I think it will be, and so far the ending has worked so well, and I think people will really, really enjoy. It's just kind of a fresh take on the story that makes a lot of sense for today. That was a long answer to your question.
Okay. and yet, what a fascinating project! I wish we had more time to talk about it. But
sure.
Michelle, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
It was great to talk with you. Break a leg this evening, and folks can.
And I hope folks will come on out and see a free Shakespeare, Pericles, Best Actors in the Twin Cities. You'll love it.
Exactly. 7 o'clock free show at the UMD Library this evening. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Michelle Hensley is the director of 10,000 Things Theater Company. Programming on KUMD for the arts is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.